It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria.
Hey, good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That is good. I am excited to look at the movie that we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, it's called Embrace of the Serpent. And it's actually, it earned Columbia its first ever Oscar nomination for a foreign language film. I mean, it didn't actually win, but it was the first one ever for Columbia.
Brilliant.
Last year, yeah. It's directed by a guy called Kiro Gera, I hope I got that right, and it's set that there are two stories about two Europeans coming to the Amazon in search of a very special plant that has incredible healing properties, apparently. It's called the Yakruna plant, and it's fabled, you know, whether it exists or not. It's kind of a bit ambiguous, I suppose.
And as the film as a whole, how was like the cinematography?
The cinematography is amazing. It's all shot in black and white, which kind of adds to the mystical qualities of the Amazon. Because the two stories, it intersplices, the narrative is split into two, and it's about one guy called Theo, who comes from Sweden in 1909 and goes to the Amazon because he's really sick and he's looking for this fabled plant. And then the other story is about an American who goes to the Amazon in 1940, also looking for the same plant, but perhaps for more dubious reasons.
Okay.
And so they hook up with this Amazonian shaman who takes them through the mysteries of the Amazon. So it's kind of like, a road trip of sorts through the Amazon, the Amazonian jungle.
And has this director done any other film work that's been quite successful?
I'm not entirely sure. I haven't heard of this director before, but I do know that he specialises in nature and travel kind of movies. So far, I think he's quite emerging still, which means that it's pretty fantastic for him that he managed to earn an Oscar nomination for it. The two characters who play out the narrative split are both botanists, and that's why they're so interested in this particular plant.
Right.
But what it becomes a bit of a metaphor for is the kind of the invasion, I guess, of white people in the Amazon, and colonialism and religion and industry, and the impacts of those factors on the people of the Amazon, and how they've already got a very interesting set of beliefs and customs around their own environment and how it's kind of intruded upon, I suppose.
So it really does shed light on kind of just like the environment that they live in, what, as you said, what they believe in, and then these people that are kind of invading and trying to take away certain parts of it.
Yeah, or perhaps even not even trying to take it away, but just almost like a clashing kind of perspective. You know, there's a lot of discussion in the film about how white men don't dream, and that's a problem because in order to heal, you have to dream.
Right.
And if you can't dream, then you can't heal. And the sickness of the white race is going to affect the Amazon in really terrible ways. And, of course, I guess, regardless of how esoteric that might be, the impact of things that, the Western world is doing to the Amazon at the moment are fairly, ghastly. You could look at things like Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, which, of course, inspired Apocalypse Now, which is a fantastic Francis Ford Coppola movie from the late 70s, I think. And look at perhaps even the work of Werner Herzog, when he talks about nature and the impact of humans.
So did you enjoy the film as a whole?
Yeah, it's really compelling because it is so beautifully shot. You can almost watch it without any audio because it sort of tells the story just visually, which is beautiful.
Fantastic.
But of course, the words and the kind of meaning of the verbal cues in the film are also quite spectacular on another level. So yeah, visually it's really, really beautiful, and it's a journey worth taking, I suppose, if you're cheesy enough to say.
Brilliant. Hey, well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. It sounds like a fantastic film. I was having a little look at it earlier, and the shots are really, they really stand out. Some of the shots from the film that I saw. Yeah.
It's quite a bold move to shoot a film, a contemporary film, in black and white these days, too.
There's something about it, though, Like, yeah, cool. Hey, well, thank you so much, Maria, for speaking with us this morning. And I suppose we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds lovely, Hannah.
Brilliant.
Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
Lovely. Bye.
Bye.
That was the Madman DVD review.